Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Mukulikeyo mu service eyo.
Welcome back from that service.
Katusubire tuli beetegefu.
Let me hope we are ready.
Okubeerawo na buli kigambo ekiva mu kamwa ka Katonda.
To live with every word from the mouth of God.
Sirwa mmere.
Not by food.
Sirwa kuteesa kwansi n'ebyonna byonna.
Not by counsels of the world and other things.
Wetwolekedde.
Where we heading on to.
Mukama yatugamba.
God told us.
Kulwasa tumwole.
On the 31st.
Ekiseera guno gwe mwaka.
That this is the year.
Ogwa 2020.
Of 2020.
Where
Satan is to launch all his evil acts,
those
the greatest and the last. And then is when he told us
that
there are different viruses and sickness they have manufactured, which are more evil than HIV, and they are so wild. They put and evolve it in the economic war. The economic war. Why was it put in China? Because China is the way they had progressed in financing. It's not Chinese who manufactured that virus. There are others who did it. The Americans and the English. They are in the economic war. Satan is behind, use them to do all things possible. Now you see things like those. And they have happened, they have no solution. Don't you think we've reached live by every word God tells us?
For sickness,
it's entered Uganda.
It
tells you will not get sick.
Remain doing
whatever is supposed to do.
And
you go remain home, you are afraid, then you get sick from there. And you've scorned his words. The eras of Prophet Moses, many things happened on the Egyptians, yet at the land of Goshen they never affected there. That was the only refuge which was there. Many things were happening,
yet
in the land God has put his people, they are very safe. They wouldn't come in Uganda like that. But if they dare come, God tells you, remain, do everything as you're meant to do it. You're not going to get sick.
So what
the sickness is breathed in wind.
We have my one to be in the back, another in
the front, like that. Praise the Lord much.
We thank
God who is so near to us.
And he speaks
with us through the minister.
And
time has come indeed, we live by the word of God. We thank the Lord. Right from the other day, when we were shown that newspaper, I have come following up that coronavirus. And I follow up news about it. And as we speak of now, the World Health Organization, they have proclaimed it as a sickness of the entire world. On HIV cancer and other wild sicknesses.
They
warned all nations prepare themselves. But we thank the Lord
that
those have come to happen.
And
God warned us before.
Glory
and honor we give them to God. But let me ask a question. Can God warn when he has no solution?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yanitulabudde nti waliyo ekirwadde nga talina
kyazzaako.
Twali wano ennaku z'omwezi
2019.
Tuyingira mu 2020.
We enter into 2020.
Natugamba yali service yasooka.
It was the first service.
Natugamba ekirwadde baakikoze.
It told us they manufactured a virus.
Twabadde tuli awo.
As we were there.
N'omwezi nga tegunaawera.
Even not a month old.
Ekirwadde tayari.
And the virus is in the system.
Kati kiri erifo okumubuuza ssebo.
As to ask him, Lord.
Watulabula.
You warned us.
Naye tuzaako kikati.
But what do we do next?
Kubanga bw'obikkulira abantu.
If you revealed your people.
Okuzikira oba okuyimiriza.
You've stopped the destruction.
Kubanga oyogera nti awatali kubikkulirwa.
You speak without revelation.
Your
people are destroyed.
Naye watubikkulidde.
But you revealed to us. Kitegeeza
watuwonyeza dda okuzikira.
Means you saved us from the destruction.
Tugenda kukola tutya?
How are we to do it?
Kitegeeza yagenda obikkula ekyonga eddagala weeri.
Has revealed that medicine is there.
Wabula ekyewuunyisa ku ddagala lino.
Surprises on this medicine.
Tugenda kulimansa obulwadde obwo we buyita.
We are going to spread it to where that sickness passes. You say it passes through what? It's airborne? Who controls the wind and the oxygen? The spirit of truth spreads everywhere.
They
are going to tell you people that sickness harms much except to fulfill your prophecy only. Let it be there for a moment. After it finish, you swallow it out of all the oxygen. First cut it off oxygen of Uganda. Medicine is there. Let them be out there showing off. When come tell us stop the sickness, we shall stop it.
Amen.
Shall
not stop it today, for he's not told us to stop it. You enjoy God much. I know it. We cannot live without the word. But if you believe, the prophecy which came from the Australian nation, through the prophet Wilhelm Wetzel and Emil Klein, the prophecy from Australia on the nation of Uganda. It was written in the New Vision newspaper. In the year of 1992, in the month of November, the day was a Saturday. It was the 14th. It told us the servant meant to lead us in this work.
Musa.
He must be like Moses. What do you think it means to be like Moses? Teach us to resume life by the word of God. To restore all commands of truth. If you see commands in every place, that is how it was in the era of Prophet Moses. And if you read in Deuteronomy chapter 8, the verse 3, let's read us and we hear. Deuteronomy chapter 8 from verse 3.
Nakutowaza. Nakulumye njala.
Katonda akulumye njala.
God can cause anger come your way. Let hunger strike them a little. There is something I want to teach them. Let those sicknesses be there. I have things I want to teach them. Let there be these troubles. I have what I teach them. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3.
Nakutowaza. Nakulumye njala. Nakuli semanu jewali tomanyi so ne bajjajabo tebajimanyanga akutegeze ngo muntu tababulamu na mere yoka na ye olwabuli kigambe kiva mu kamwa ka mukama omuntu kyanavaba omulamu.
Yes,
we gamba.
But now to saying, the world is going to have many problems. That's to write it down. The world is going to increase, have many problems within it. What they call problems, they are
impossible.
They are impossible situations. That he will bring the solution and it's one, his word. It's the date of 30.
First.
Like the first year says, he's going to increase problems in the world.
Them
to prove they don't live by food, neither scientists,
neither
the wise of the world.
But
they will live by this word we preach now. That is a problem. That is small. There are others coming.
And
one of what is to be heard, food which is eaten much, which is wheat. You don't know? That's the food eaten most in the world. It's going to get a sickness. Then rice will follow. Then posho will follow. They will look for a sickness affecting
Moses
is in Egypt, come to Egypt, those sicknesses were there.
Solution
has to come back with the word of
God.
Dead sicknesses go back. Don't remember what happened when he was on the world. Those are the same thing you've begun again. They are going to get impossible situations with themselves. And to God alone is where there are no problems. Make them know is what came back and they have to live by his words.
Someone,
Apostle, what are you speaking? Now what should I speak what God has not told me?
But
he has been training us. You go out, they call doctors.
You
are the only rightful doctor who is there then, who can handle that.
Amen.
Because they're going to struggle with problems. Remember, they call on the nation Uganda for the entire world. It affects the entire world.
You speak
it from Uganda, it spreads the entire world. When it follows the call on the nation Uganda. Till they proved that all
they
lived with the much food they have
stored,
neither the doctors they have.
He
promised them in Isaiah, he said, gather your wise men and the doctors to tell you what is to come next.
Yet
cannot tell them, let's now tell them what is next.
Impossible
problems more than that they have now. The chronic coronavirus is coming. Deuteronomy chapter
8 verse 4. Emiaka jina makumi ana. Olinyolo kutano. Era nolo oza nga mutima guo. Era onolo oza nga mutima guo. Ngomuntu nga wakanga vula umwana we. Bwati omukama Katonda wakanga vula kwe.
We is just in us.
Tuvadeo.
We have been there.
Atukumi yaliye mizimu tejiturumba.
Protected us. Demons no attack us.
Tuli atunywa.
We eat, drink and move.
Atuigiriza.
He teaches us.
Nempe tetunda manye.
But we have not yet known.
Chatutegi kiransiyo.
That is preparing us for the entire world.
Fetuloza. Ateke kabumuli muntu. Asobulufuge uwe.
We think he is preparing every person to be able to reign over their home.
Nukula vilide uwe.
And to watch over their family.
Neda.
Not that. We are being trained to help the entire world. It brings them to the word of God. For when Satan prepares to launch his wild things,
profane
and immorality, God said, I'm going to put heaven
in the
it's possible your way till me I proclaim to you, and you live by my words.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But if you look at the verse 16, those have been joined on the word we've heard through the Pastor David. Deuteronomy
8, verse 16. Akutowaze, akukeme. Akukole bulungi mu nkomero yo.
Kwegamba abadde mukutukakanya.
He's been humbling us.
Okutowaza kutuwere wansi w'omukono gwe.
Humble us be under his hand.
Tukikakasa nti bannange.
Prove that friends.
Ebbanga lyonna.
All day long.
N'okutuuka leero.
Up to today.
Bagenda si lw'erikoma.
Until the end of the world.
Tubaddenga olwa kigambo kya Katonda sigabadde maanyi.
Be there by the word of God, not our physical strength.
Tebadde mmere erimibwa mu nsi.
Not been food grown in the world.
Tebadde bannassaayansi.
They have not been scientists. Not been pastors in the system. It's been the word of God.
Told
us he prepared us to give us a better end. Something is preparing for us, brethren.
The
time God prepares people like this, put their impossible things in the world. Put those people he's trained and they are the solution to them. And you know,
the
solution of message Abednego and Daniel,
he
put troubles in Babylon,
and
they alone could have solution of them. When he raised Joseph in Egypt,
he
put their wild famine. The solution is Joseph.
I
trained him for a long time.
Trained
him in the dreams, in the visions.
His
brothers sold in Egypt, passed in the prison, interpreted dreams. They have been this.
I'm what experience.
Given him experience. They called him before the king. God puts problems when the king too cannot handle them.
I've
dreamt a dream, it is consuming me. Anyone can interpret it. All the honorable people in Egypt, they dreamt impossible things, they are afraid of them. The man is out there, you bring him. He's in the prison.
He has
interpreted things and he worked.
And called
him interpreted.
People like
that, how dare leave them in prison? Let us keep the prison of God here.
As
conditions here, don't move here. At the end, we are the one to profit the world. We are the solution to the world.
Even though
he is attached to many prisons on your command,
prison.
Until he said,
Paul,
Apostle Paul, by the Spirit of God, he said, I, the prison of Christ,
yet
had no physical chain on himself.
Yet
chain was of the Holy Spirit, not allowing him to go where he wants, even to seek what he wants. Let us wait. Here we are being taught everything.
Even
ones as samples us. Say you can. Let me tell you what is coming. A few days it's come.
So to
accept the teaching of the Lord, even to be trained
for
profiting the entire world, God has well right promised call, which is on the nation Uganda.
It's
God's final work on this planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. The revival and restoration, the greatest, and the last on the planet Earth,
and
facing Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
So
now, that work, he prepares, trains us, and we are giants in it.
mukama akuwa mukisa.
God bless you. As you join on the word you first heard. To totally understand. That born the 31st.
December 2019.
He told us this is virus they have manufactured. Many evils of Satan is going to be launching.
Wabulange nakuzomwe zabadenga 28th, 27th.
And that sickness appeared. Now on this day, it's on the 31st of January. Has told us many more impossible problems. They are going to affect food which is more eaten in the world. Where there is wheat, rice and poshel. Till they have discovered. God is going to press them.